Do you have an action plan in place for your disaster? I mean, we all have that. We all know that at some point you're going to have your ups and downs. And when the downs happen, the disasters happen, we've got to be ready. And I sit down with Nora O'Brien. She is the CEO of Connect Consulting. And you know what? She shares information about how she's built this rockstar team, how they've worked with FEMA for many years, and I find out kind of what makes her tick, because I think really we all want to have somebody by our side when we are approaching a disaster situation, and we want to have that plan together. Nora shares how we might want to think about facing disaster. And I am here with Nora O'Brien, founder, president of Connect Consulting Services. You were talking, Nora, before the break or during the break. This is a tough day. Why?
Today is the first anniversary of the October 1 shooting in Las Vegas. You know, one of the most horrific mass shootings.
Yeah. A year ago today. Jason Aldean concert.
Yes, and in Las Vegas. And I was just there in Vegas a few weeks ago. And it's a tough situation in that what we do and help our organizations plan for, respond to, and recover from disaster, those kinds of horrific events just make it more difficult.
Yeah.
So we do active shooter drills, don't like the fact that we have to offer them, but also glad that we can provide skills, training, exercises so people know what to do, what steps to take, who to call, when to call.
Yeah, that was Mandalay Bay, one of the MGM properties. We do a lot of business in the casino space and in security and surveillance. So, yeah, a year ago today, we were helping them scramble around, helping them scramble around to help on the surveillance side of things. And, yeah, we know how devastating that was for that entire community. But it makes me think about staying agile and ready, because you never know when stuff is going to hit the fan.
Right.
The horrific event like that is, almost unthinkable, but there's obviously there's other kinds of emergencies that happen, and that's how you help people.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the thing is, there's the statistics from FEMA is 40% of businesses never reopen if they didn't have a plan prior to disaster. And up to 90% of businesses fail within 2 years if they didn't have a plan.
Wow.
So those are big, big numbers. And really what it comes down to is, a lot of people say, okay, I have a plan, but if they don't test it, if they don't teach their staff what the plan elements are, if they don't know it's a plan on a shelf that's got four layers of dust, it's not going to help them in a disaster. And so that's how we're a little bit different as a firm, and working with clients across the country, is that we teach people what your response process should be on emergency operations side. And on the business continuity side, I already identify what your alternate business process is. What is your alternate access to the internet, alternate supply chain? You've already figured that out in advance. You've already figured out your recovery time objectives for your IT system and what needs to come up with.
Well, it's an interesting thing, because I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs, earlier stage entrepreneurs, and I'm wondering, how do you right size the plan? Because you've got to allocate resources to creating this plan while you're just trying to make payroll, right?
For sure.
How do you wrestle with that dichotomy?
So what you have to do is we do an assessment. So we do a hazard vulnerability analysis and a risk assessment to say, what are the risks faced by your organization, and right size a plan that you don't need. You know, if you don't have 57 business units, you don't need you don't need a 400-page plan.
Yeah.
You need something that is actionable, that your staff know what to do, and you've got a process.
How much of that is about communication? Because I see when, even if you have a power outage, everybody panics, right? What are we going to do, right? So these little emergencies create panic. When there's an actual real emergency, and I guess power outage could be a big emergency depending on the business.
And that's a really good point. So is that what a lot of people think is, I only need something because, well, natural disaster is not going to hit me, so I'm off the hook. But it could be a power main, it could be a power outage, or it could be it could be something like a water main break in your building. It doesn't have to be a mm-hmm. presidentially declared disaster like Hurricane Florence or right. That's going to impact, you know, millions of people. It could, and those things are just as important. So how we keep those plans fresh is through that training and testing piece. We have a director of training and exercises. She's a master exercise practitioner deemed by FEMA and also teaches that course for FEMA. And that's really what it is keeping things fresh. And that's how you operationalize your plan. That's important too. What a lot of people don't do is they, again, have a plan, but if they don't operationalize, if they don't look at their risks, if they don't update their plan based on their, they change their business process, mm-hmm. you know, they change their communications, things, their business process changes, things have, what you did 2 years ago, are you using the same tools? Are you using the same technology? Yeah. My guess is not.
Yeah.
So updating that on a regular basis.
Who's most vulnerable in business these days? Obviously, there are certain sectors of the economy that have a higher degree of vulnerability. Am I right?
It's really kind of an interesting thing. So we work with organizations that are $300 million companies. We work with small nonprofits with 15 employees. The shocking thing is I've seen small companies be better prepared than the larger organizations. It seems like the larger organizations have more vulnerabilities because of their large size. So I would say the, you know, everyone needs to know what to do and what they need. People, well, when people come to us, it's because they want some peace of mind or they have a regulatory need where they have to meet compliance on, you know, on the fiscal side or mm-hmm. federal government side that they're saying, or state regulation or Cal OSHA or whatever that is. They need to us and they're like, they don't know how to do this. And so the people that come to us are the people that say, okay, well, I've done what I can on my own. I only got so far because I have only so many hours in a day. People bring us in and say, oh, okay. Because we're a fresh set of expert eyes that come in, me and my team come in and say, okay, well, we see that you've got this and you've now we'll develop a gap analysis and then we'll start with your plans and we'll get back, you know, feedback back and forth. And then we'll test it with a tabletop or discussion-based exercise. And then ideally, then we'll do a findings, update the plan based on those findings, then do a full-scale exercise, you know, and that's an iterative process. So in terms of going back to your question, I didn't exactly answer your question.
I thought that was good.
You know, the point is that everybody needs some level of preparedness. It's just right-sizing, I think, is the key.
Well, wondering about our region, right, the Northern California, Sacramento region, are there certain vulnerabilities that we have that maybe not might not be so big in other areas?
Yeah, well, we are the largest flood. We have the largest flood risk in the nation. We have the exact same levee design that they have in New Orleans. And so so that's something a lot of people are not taking flood preparedness
That's why my office is upstairs, just
yeah,
in case.
I'm sure. Well, but where's your cloud? You know, where is everything in the cloud? I mean,
yes, everything's in the cloud.
Okay. Well, then again, make sure you. Have
I can't
the
give you the whole plan on the air.
No. But at the same point, though, and what is your level of security? You know, that's all.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Facebook got hacked for hell. Even I heard the Port of Oakland had ransomware just last week.
Wow.
So, and they said they're operating normally. I'm like, they are lying out of their. Whatever's. But the point is, I think for the other thing for this area, wildfire, you know, we've seen horrific wildfires in the last year. You know, it's this drought and a little bit of, you know, a little bit of rain and et cetera. But the wildfire risk is a lot higher. We've done community-based tabletop exercises and we looked at the fire risk. It's actually very high. There's a good portion of, not just in Sacramento, but obviously the surrounding counties that have quite a lot of higher fire risk. So it doesn't take much. There's a lot of fuel for fire available. So we just have, it's just, it hasn't been our time, but, and the rains are not just enough to make it better. So, we have to do better job on, you know, a better job on preparedness around wildfire.
Yeah. Well, thinking about your plan, so I'm imagining I meet with you and I've got this plan, and some of these plans, I mean, I've got to go hire people to do it. I've got a small company, medium-sized company. I might not have the cybersecurity chops to, put together all the contingencies I need. You know, I've got a lot of fixes to do. So I mean, when you come in with a plan, you create a lot of work for people,
well,
I imagine.
Actually not. Actually, we take the shoulder a lot of the burden. So in that, there's different approaches. I mean, some people We have a toolkit, a planning toolkit, right on our website. It's a direct download, connectconsulting.biz. Go okay. right ahead.
It's free one? Just free?
No, it's not free. Okay. It's in our product shop, but okay. it's very comprehensive. This one's specific for healthcare, but we have other ones for other industries. But the point is, what we do is, again, that goes back to that right-sizing question of identifying where those plan gaps are and only addressing, again, not giving you more plan than you need. It doesn't serve you anyone to have a 400-page plan. You know, it has to be actionable. So what we develop is, let's say we do a risk assessment and identify what the highest risks are and develop five to six hazard response guides for those that are for specific to your organization. It could be cyber tech. It's a 5 to 6 page document of this is what you do when, this is when, you know, this is when it happens. This is as it's going on, as you demobilize, here's the steps you take. And it's very short. You know, it's all actionable steps. So you're not going to pull out your huge binder. You're going to pull out your hazard response guide specific to that event.
Well, thinking about you being a woman, successful entrepreneur, obviously have built this incredible business. Are there differences in being a woman entrepreneur in today's society? I mean, are you facing extra challenges? Are there better opportunities? I mean, how do you view that?
That's a really good question. So we were highly surprised that we got nominated to be Women Owned Business of the Year, Sacramento SBA.
Nice.
And we won. I was like, I think frankly, because I spent a lot of time at SBDC and women, et cetera. And they just know of us, you know, cause we spent a lot of time at the chamber, et cetera. But what I think the challenges is as women, I think the access to capital is certainly a challenge. You know, it's like, in addition, the field of emergency management and business continuity, very, very male dominated. You know, I call every time I go to the conferences, the emergency management, I'm a certified emergency manager and actually served as the chair for the healthcare caucus for International Association of Emergency Managers. We go to the conference, there's 2,000 people there. Literally, it's the only conference I ever go to where there's a huge line for the men's bathroom. Only conference I've ever gone to.
The security conferences are like that too, right. Being in the security
industry.
Sure.
I've gone to like RSA, and I'm like, where are the women? There are no women here. I'm not talking about the women handing out the t-shirts at the booth. I'm talking about where the other emergent security and security directors that do. So that's certainly a challenge. But I think the advantage that we have as women, and in my view, is that one thing that Connect Consulting does really well is that we are really good channel partners. So with HR consulting firms, IT service firms, other emergency management or business continuity planning firms, we do referral relationships. We do we do joint projects like we're doing with Cover California. Very excited. We're working with Whit O'Brien, and we've been doing their emergency management their business continuity plan and our full-scale exercises with them for next week. Because Cover California saw the value of our activity, what they're doing is they extended and expand our contract for a whole nother year. So we want to see more public sector projects. We want to see more state. We want to see more, not just public sector, but a lot of private sector clients. But I think it's because as a woman, I always look like there's got to be a better way. Like, you know, sometimes, you know, we have some of our colleagues that sometimes they win contracts and sometimes we win and sometimes we go together and win. So the intent is, I think that as women, as other women business owners, we're like, how can we leverage each other's, can we leverage each other's strengths in order to move forward?
I love it. And just closing thoughts here, advice to entrepreneurs who are thinking about, you know, I should go for it. Maybe it's time for me to take that risk and go out and hang my shingle. Any advice to up-and-comers?
It's not for the faint of heart. If you're risk adverse, get a job. Mm-hmm. That's my number one thing I can say. It's like, if you can't, we got very lucky. My firm got kind of created organically. I left my last job and I had 4 clients in a month, and I wasn't even like, oh, this is a thing. Now this is a business. Now I have to figure out how to run a business. So I had that somewhat an organic experience, but I would say that, the other thing is keep going as much as you can, because, you know, and embrace those mistakes as fast and fail as fast as you can to get to those things that do work well.
Nora O'Brien, thank you for sharing your story. I love the fail as fast as possible. And on this 1 year anniversary, thank you for helping so many people deal with the disasters in our lives. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Nora.
Thank you for having me.
If you like our entrepreneurial stories, if you like the messages that we bring that inspire, if you want a little more Mark Haney, not everybody does, but if you do, feel free to subscribe. Feel free to be part of our community, engage, comment, share. I want to get to know you better. You want to get to know me better. Follow me on all our social media platforms at The Mark Haney. I look forward to knowing you better. And let's get to know each other better so we can help build these businesses that we love. because we know at some point it could be upon us.